Emboldened by uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, Syrian protesters took to the streets, hoping they could force President Bashar al-Assad to ease his harsh rule and enact the political reforms he had been promising for 11 years. And after violent confrontations in several towns, Syrians were eagerly waiting the president's address to the parliament this week, expecting an announcement of major reforms. Instead, President Assad made no mention of reforms and warned of foreign conspirators using television and the internet to incite violence in the country. He says, "Our enemies are consistently and systematically working on a daily basis to target stability in Syria." The Syrian president said the country's enemies were using social networking websites and pan-Arabic satellite television news channels to incite confrontations. And instead of announcing expected policy changes, he said all members of the ruling cabinet would be replaced. Edward Jerejian is a former U.S. ambassador to Syria. He says dismissing the Syrian cabinet is not enough to satisfy the people. Jerejian says if President Assad really wants to assure stability in Syria, he will have to implement serious changes in government policies.
The resignation of a government is a sign by President Bashar al-Assad that they're going to try to accommodate the calls for change by getting rid of the current government that obviously represents the status quo, and to then follow up with broad reforms. What is important is what specific policies the president of Syria will take in order to meet the demands of the people for political, economic, and social reforms.
Jerejian says Syria has some unique problems compared to most of its Arab neighbors. Among them is the threat of sectarian strife among the country's Sunnis, Shiites, Alawites, Kurds, and significant Christian minorities. He says this issue will have to be addressed first to ensure stability. But Ammar Abdel Hamid, a Syrian human rights activist living in the United States, says it may be too late for Mr. Assad to offer any acceptable reforms.
That's not enough anymore. The only thing that can stop the revolution is his departure. Demonstrators sort of put a list of 9 demands saying, first of all, we want end to corruption and name and sort of the president cousin by name. We want free presidential elections, free parliamentary election, an end to the state of emergency, release of all political prisoners. When you go down the list, you realize this amount to regime change.
Ammar predicts especially large anti-government protests on Friday and says the protests will continue despite the government's crackdown. The United States has consistently urged the Syrian government to begin reforms immediately. But State Department spokesman Mark Toner says President Assad's speech this week was not encouraging.
I think it's clear to us that it didn't really have much substance to it and didn't talk about specific reforms as was suggested in the run-up to the speech. We understand that protests are scheduled, I believe, for Friday, and obviously we would strongly condemn any violence against those protesters.
But Robert Hunter, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, says Washington has increasingly less leverage to use against President Assad if the Syrian leader continues his harsh measures.
It's obvious that we're not going to use force. And something like a no-fly zone would not be applicable because the internal security forces don't use aircraft. Who knows what will happen if the brutality continues and if there is an outcry about massive murdering of people.
Hunter's cautious assessment is shared by many U.S. experts who point out that Syria's central role in the search for Middle East peace makes it an especially delicate problem for Washington policymakers. Mohammed Al-Shinawi, VOA News, Washington.